This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
What are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training, Colin?
We're setting out a piece of work, working out all our X dimensions, all our cutting lengths. We're using a variety of fittings, compression fittings, capillary fittings, and just working our way around using all the basic tools, getting all our cutting lengths right.
That sounds like a vast amount of experience. But I'm sure there are people out there who are listening to this and who have little or perhaps no experience in plumbing. What would you like to say to those people about the plumbing industry?
Well, there's lots of opportunities out there, you know, to work for other people or to be your own boss. If you think it's for you, then give it a go. I can only, you know, say from my point of view, but I think anyone, if you want to change your career, then just go for it.
And Colin, what do you think are the most important qualities that plumbers need to have?
You've got to be accurate in your work, obviously. Good interpersonal skills. You've got to be able to get on with your customers very well. So be able to communicate well, and just make sure you're fairly tidy and you know, don't mess anything up.
Just quick question, really. Before you came to do your practical training in Centre, you were sent some studying materials to do from home. How did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life? And did you have any special tips or advice for students how they could do better in that?
It is difficult, obviously. So I'm working full time plus doing the overtime. Then I've got a family. So when I come home, I'll spend some time with my family. And once my children go to bed, then I'll sit down while the wife's watching TV, and I'll do some, you know, some study. But really, you've just got to work out a system for yourself and make sure you stick to it and do a little bit at a time. Don't try and cram too much in. So do an hour a day and keep at it, and you'll be fine.
And what is the big plan for you, Scott, after you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do, Colin?
I'm going to start my own business.
Would you like to have people working for yourself as well, or do you want to be just self-employed?
I will be just self-employed to start with as a lone trader, but the plan is in the future to have other people working for me. And I've got two lads who are both going through college at the moment. One's doing electrician and one's doing a brickie. So we're actually going to form a family firm.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect plan. We wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you set up your own successful business. Colin, thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.